Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding How to Share Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Let's continue the topic of Abraham. Let's start with the difficult test of Abraham's faith. We read in Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. On a mountain, I will show you. Abraham must have thought deeply about God's shocking and apparently immoral command. For God had promised Abraham that through his son Isaac, he would have many descendants, right? And his descendants were to be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. We know that from Genesis 15, verse 5. Earlier in Genesis 21, verses 12 and 13, God told Abraham to send Ishmael away. And now he asked him to sacrifice Isaac. Can you imagine how Abraham must have felt? Naturally, Abraham would want to cling to Isaac because Isaac was now the only remaining son that he had. Abraham trusted God. Abraham no doubt wondered, how can I have the descendants promised to me if I sacrifice my son Isaac, as God has commanded? Abraham believed in God's promises. Abraham believed in God's faithfulness and his righteousness. He concluded that the only way Isaac could beget offspring after being sacrificed would be if God were to raise him from the dead. Abraham reasoned that since God gave him a son when it was naturally impossible to have one, then God could also raise that son back to life from the dead. Wow, I love Abraham's faith, don't you? Abraham passed the test. The Bible makes it clear that Abraham passed this great test of faith. How? By deciding to sacrifice Isaac. In obedience, he prepared his promised son, Isaac, to be sacrificed. We know that from Hebrews 11, verses 17 to 19. And I am reading from the Bible, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned, Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. I love it. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims using the topic of Abraham in the Quran and in the Bible. The Quran shows harmony with Abraham's reasoning. In Surah 2, verse 260, we read, "Behold, Abraham said, My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead." Wow. Interesting to find a verse like that in the Quran. Abraham's profound faith is very clear. Abraham's decision to obey God and sacrifice his son was not simply mindless or blind, uncomprehending submission to the will of God. We need to share that with our Muslim friends. Abraham believed that God would always be faithful to his word. He realized that the promise of descendants and blessings would be fulfilled in spite of the sacrifice of his son. I love it. Abraham believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead. For that reason, Abraham knew that sacrificing his son Isaac was not in any way the same as idolatrous sacrificing their children to their gods. Abraham discovered the harmony between God's shocking and apparently immoral command and God's goodness. Abraham trusted in the holy character of God, and so should we. The gospel preached to and through Abraham. So we are laying foundation, we are helping our Muslim friend to see the prominence of Abraham in both the Quran and the Bible. The Quran states that God told Abraham, "I will make thee an imam to the nations." A Pekthal translation of the same surah, Surah 2, verse 124, "I have appointed thee a leader for mankind," as recorded in Genesis 22:18, God promised Abraham, "Through your offspring seed, all nations, families on earth will be blessed." So we see now Abraham's prominence. Now, God's covenant with Abraham, God told Abraham, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations." Genesis 17:4. Abraham considered why he was made a blessing for mankind and the father of multitude of nations. So Abraham saw his chosen and high status as a reflection of God's great glory in heaven. Abraham realized that he resembled the Heavenly Father as a human prototype of God himself. He surely also viewed Isaac's miraculous birth, expected sacrifice and resurrection from the dead, and his innumerable descendants promised as types of a greater reality yet to come. We will continue this important topic next program, which is the gospel preached to and through Abraham. Very important information to share with our Muslim friends. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for everything you gave us. We thank you, God, for the information you gave us. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be used by you. God, we surrender our lives to you. Me and my audience, we surrender our fellowships, your church, and we ask you, God, to equip us, to use us to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and they try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know if he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian. And he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My brothers, sisters, if I can be of any further help to you, contact me. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.